Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dave Schneck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting third, the left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is called out on strikes. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up into right field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Renko moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0-for-1 in the game. Schneck hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive towards short. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferry who is chasing the ball. Garrett reaches third base with a triple. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards short. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 0 for 2 in the game. Schneck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hahn is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Schneck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive towards first. Crane Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ferry. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Dave Schneck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schneck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schneck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-3 in the game. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Day moves to second. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Coco LaBoy. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Hector Torres. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Joe Gilbert. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.